We are here for another great edition of Board Jack. Of course, I am Jeremy, the Impact York from Impact Media. Welcome in. Got some stuff we're going to get into today. I hope you guys enjoy it. There has been a lot of action, especially among the four teams that we cover here, of course. The Canes, the Preds, the Glads, and the Rabbits. We will be getting a little more into that here shortly. Got some NHL news. Some fun things happen. I mean, something we'll talk a little bit about here in a second. But welcome in. It's always a good day if you can talk hockey. And I understand down here in the South sometimes it's a little difficult. Maybe the people at work, maybe you don't have, a lot of people around you to talk hockey. Well, that's what we're here for. You know what? We'll talk a little bit about that here. We'll talk about the NHL thing here in a second. But like I said, welcome in. I think Global Impact is what we will call today's episode. Make sure we make a note of that so that you guys can find it as well. Welcome into the Board Check Podcast. That's, we'll call it what it is. Impact Media allows us to put out all these things. Blog Talk Radio allows us to put out all these things. Looking forward to maybe having some fun things coming up here soon as well. But we'll get into those. You know, I say that a lot, but we'll get into those. We're working on some things where we're going to do some of our official, unofficial themes when we go to Gladiator Games. Trying to figure out currently when our next few games, what we want to plan are. The last one we went to was a big success. Appreciate all you guys that helped out and played a part in that. But let's start with the Hurricanes, right? All right, they went on a little bit of a small streak, losing streak. I guess two games, not technically a streak. But they lost 4-2 versus the Rangers, where Dougie Hamilton and Sebastian Aho put one in the back of the net. Peter Mrazek had 15 saves in the losing effort. And then they followed that up by going, that was at home, they followed that up by going to Ottawa to play the Senators, where Svechnikov put the lone goal in. Unfortunately, the Senators put in four. Reimer had 26 saves in that one. Now, then they kind of do this weird home-and-home thing where a few days later, Ottawa brings itself down to Carolina there, down to the greater Raleigh area. And how do our Hurricanes respond? How about eight goals? Eight. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No. Eight. Eight goals. We're going to count them off real quick. Fleury. Edmondson. Welcome to the team. Fogle. Zingle. Welcome to the team. Dougie Hamilton puts one in. Marty Nechas puts one in. And then who scores the other two? But Sebastian Aho. How great is that? Peter Mrazek, 27. Amazingly fantastic saves. Stops the streak. Now we start this winning streak back. And how are we going to start that? Well, on Thursday, the team will be in Buffalo. 7 p.m. puck drop there. And on Saturday, they will be in Minnesota. 2 p.m. puck drop there. Those early ones are kind of difficult, but it's nothing that I don't think they can handle. Some things to know about the Hurricanes. They recalled forward E2 Louis Tarinen. I believe I'm saying that right. I'm probably not. From Charlotte, where he has tallied 5 goals and two assists in 10 AHL contests. And then, of course, the 22nd annual Skate with the Canes is coming up. That'll be it's in January. Tuesday, January 14th at the PNC Arena. Of course, The website will have a lot more information on that. But that's really cool. If you want a chance to skate with the Hurricanes players and I think some of the office people and stuff as well, who knows? The just recently returned Mike Maniscalco might be there, or the Webb's Michael Smith, Stop by and say hello. But like I said, that is Tuesday, January 14th. Go check that out. That seems really cool. Let's go to the Predators. They went on a little bit of a weird losing streak themselves, where they lost 9-4 in Colorado. Colorado, man. The Avalanche have found a youth movement, and they are on fire. They are heating up big time. But the four goals, of course, scored from our Predators by Ellis, Philip Forsberg, Craig Smith, and Duchene. Saros had 19 saves. Rene had 17 saves. It happens. Sometimes you're the truck. They also lost 2-1 in a shootout to San Jose in San Jose, where Forsberg had the long goal there. Saros 31 saves in the losing effort. This thing went 7 rounds. 7 rounds. That's a lot. Usually these things go, 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there. 7 rounds before they finally got a winner. Unfortunately, it was the other guys. Upcoming schedule. Let's see. How do I not have that score in front of me? Let me get that real quick. There was a game. Upcoming schedule Saturday. They will welcome in the Blackhawks for a 8 p.m. puck drop. See if I can find the particular thing I'm looking for, which of course would be yesterday's game score. There we go. They were against the Vancouver Canucks in Vancouver, the Predators were, and they were on the losing effort there. 5-3. Where the goals were scored by Philip Forsberg and Granlund. And Pekka Rinne had 21 saves in the losing effort there. As I said, their upcoming schedule, they will play this Saturday in Nashville as they host the Blackhawks. Some things you need to know. The Predators are going to be a part of the 2020 NHL Global Series in Bern, Switzerland. They're going to play an exhibition game versus SC Bern, and they're going to also play against the Boston Bruins in a game. I believe this one counts as well. At the O2 Arena, they also are going to be a part of this year's Winter Classic. The sweaters are just wicked sick, you guys. Thanks to the NHL and Adidas for making these things as awesome as they are. Of course, the Winter Classic this year is going to be in the Cotton Bowl, New Year's Day. They're going to take on the Dallas Stars down there. I believe this city of Dallas used to host the Dixie Flyers. If I'm not mistaken, one of the old school, and they're kind of doing a play off of those. Off of those uniforms. But I said that's the 2020 NHL Global Series that I talked about before. Obviously, this year's Winter Classic. So, the Predators can be involved in some really cool stuff. Well, this year's Global Series, which just took place in Stockholm, Sweden, involved the Tampa Bay Lightning and Buffalo Sabres. Tampa Bay won both of those. They won 3-2 on Friday and 5-3 on Saturday. That's where Global Impact comes from. These Global Series are really cool. This is something that the NFL is trying to duplicate with their London games, their Mexico City, Toronto, things like that. They're trying to globalize a little more. Hockey is a little easier because NFL-style football is not necessarily played everywhere. NHL-style hockey is played everywhere, or in at least a lot of these places. And it's really cool to get to go over there. You get the cultural aspect. It's something the NFL has gotten away from here recently. Now these teams fly in, they play, they fly back. In the NHL, they go over there, they spend time, they meet the fans, they go through the city. You know, they really enjoy the cultural aspect of it. And, you know, it's good that the Lightning won both games and that Buffalo got to experience the Stockholm experience. Let's see. What do we got? Let's go to the Gladiators. Now, the Gladiators spent the weekend, or I believe it was a Thursday, Friday? No, it was a Friday and Saturday up in Newfoundland against the Growlers, the defending Cup champions. They lost 5-3 in the first game, where Aslan, Nogard, and Thrower all had the goal to Sayre. They lost 6-3 on Saturday. Oh, let's see. Bonner had 32 saves in that one. 6-3 on Saturday, where Nelson, Nesbitt, and Collins had the goals, and Ouellette had 27 saves. Now, I just saw right before we came on here that Aslan has been recalled by the Providence Bruins. So, good luck to him. And the Gladiators' upcoming schedule here, they will be, let's see, tonight, actually a handful of minutes ago. They are in Florida to take on the Everblades, 7:30 puck drop there. They are in Jacksonville tomorrow, Thursday, 10:30 puck drop there. And, let's see, on Saturday, they will be at home versus Florida, 7:05 puck drop there, and they will host the Indy Fuel on Sunday at a 2:05 puck drop. Good luck to the Gladiators this upcoming weekend. That is a pretty brutal schedule because you travel a little bit, and then you come home and have to face Florida, who was the runner-up this year in the Cup, and the Indy Fuel, who you only see a couple times, so you never know what they're gonna throw at you there. As far as the Swamp Rabbits, they lost 4-0 versus the Stingrays, where Bednar had 30 saves. They lost 3-2 versus them as well in a shootout, where Duchesny and Baptista had the goals. Bednar with 30 saves in that one. Their upcoming schedule, they are in Norfolk to take on the Admirals tonight, 7:30 puck drop, 7:35. They will also face Norfolk on Friday, 7:35 there. They will be at home for the Indy Fuel on 7:05. And then basically they're almost a reverse schedule of the Gladiators, because on Sunday they will host the Florida Everblades, 7:05 late Sunday game there. Now, like I said, if you didn't get a chance to check out the Global Series, there's other places you can see it, other things like that. Also, like I said, upcoming next year, you have the Bruins and the Predators. That will be the Global Series from Bern, Switzerland. And you got the upcoming Winter Classic, where, like I said, you got to see these. You got to see these sweaters. They are just wicked sick awesome. They really are. But check out that. The Winter Classic, it's coming up in the Cotton Bowl, New Year's Day, Dallas Stars, Nashville Predators. But that's going to do it for us this week. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to Impact Media and everybody else who lets us come on here and talk hockey each and every week. We will see you guys next week. Go Canes, go Preds, go Flags, go Rabbits. Wow.